Yes, holy, holy, you are worthy to be praised, no? God of wonders beyond our galaxy. Talaga pong napakadakila at napaka walang kapara ang ating Panginoon na ating sinasamba. And He is the reason why we are gathered here today. Sama-sama po tayo wherever we are in the world. We lift the name of Jesus. We glorify God. And we exalt His name. Okay, so ang atin pong, okay, yes. Ang atin pong mensahe sa pagkakataong ito ay pinamagatan po nating the image of God. No? The image of God. So, ano nga ba yung image of God? Maitanong po natin kung ano yung image ni God. Meron pong isang bata, nakita nung teacher niya ay nagdo-drawing. No? Sabi kasi ay mag-drawing eh. Sabi ng bata, at tinanong ng teacher, anong dino-drawing mo? Sabi niya, dino-drawing ko si God. Sabi nung teacher, eh paano mo maido-drawing si God? Eh wala namang nakakaalam kung ano ang larawan ni God. Sabi nung bata, mamaya po malalaman ninyo pag natapos. Pag natapos ko itong drawing, makikita nyo kung anong larawan ni God. How we wish, no, we can have the picture of God. No? Kung meron na lang pwede mag-picture. Kaya lang, alam natin na ang Diyos ay hindi po physical, hindi po siya material. So let's look at the scriptures. No, tingnan po natin ang sinasabi ng salita ng Panginoon tungkol sa image of God. Okay, sabi po dito sa Genesis chapter 26 o chapter 1 verse 26 hanggang Genesis chapter 2 verse 3, ito po ang sinasabi ng salita ng Panginoon. If you have your Bibles with you, buksan po natin at basahin po natin ang Genesis chapter 1:26 hanggang chapter 2 verse 3. Sabi po dito, then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him, male and female, He created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." Punta po tayo sa chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God finished His work that He had done, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work that He had done. God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it, God rested from all His work that He had done in creation. The Lord bless the reading of His word. Okay, tayo po ay manalangin. Dalangin po namin, Panginoon, na sa umagang ito, Ikaw ay maluwalhati sa aming buhay. Maunawaan namin ang sinasabi ng iyong salita. At mailarawan namin maging sa aming isip kung ano ang layunin mo sa aming buhay. Nawa, Ikaw po'y maparangalan, Lord. At pagpalain mong lahat ng aming kasama ngayon at bigyan mo kami ng isang strong and stable signal so that your message will come across clearly and powerfully and will change lives. For your glory alone, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay? So, nakita po natin sa ating talatang binasa kanina that after five days of creation, on the sixth day, God created, you know, the crown and the climax of His creation. Ginawa po niya yung pinnacle of His creation, yung pinakamatindi. Kumbaga, alam mo yon, saving the best for last. At ang pinakahuling creation niya ay walang iba kundi Ikaw at ako, no? God created man. At ang pagkakasabi niya ganito, "Let us make man in our image." let us make man in our image after our likeness. No? Ano ba yung image? No? Ano ba yung image at ano yung likeness? Magkaiba ba yung dalawa? Kasi magkaiba ng spelling, ano? Pero maraming nagsasabi ng mga Bible scholars na, you know, it's one and the same. Basically, image and likeness are basically the same. No, it's just a literary feature na normal sa mga nagsusulat ng Hebrew that when they want to emphasize something, they use another word to describe it. So sabihin na lang natin that image and likeness are basically the same. Ang ibig pong sabihin ng image sa Hebrew is to cut out off, no? O parang sabihin nating ikaw ay hinulma ayon sa padron o sa pattern ng kung sinong lumikha sa iyo. So of all creation, of all the God that created, ito lamang pong huling lilikhain niya ang merong wangis o merong hawig sa kanya, no? So walang kahawig ang Diyos sa mga hayop, walang kahawig ang Diyos sa mga ibon o sa mga isda, walang kahawig ang Diyos sa mga puno at mga bundok. Ang kahawig lang niya ay walang iba kundi ang tao. So, alam niyo po, napakatindi ng pagkakasabi ng Panginoon dito na when he created us in his image. No, ibig sabihin, you have the characteristics of God. You have some qualities, no, that God has. Isn't that amazing? No, naisip mo that you have the characteristics of God and you have the functions of God, no? Although in a smaller scale. And we are not God. We are the creation of God. God created us. He is the creator, no? Pero kamangha-mangha po, and it's really mind-boggling, no? Talagang na-amaze po kapag naiisip ko na imagine mo nung nilikha tayo ng Diyos, ano? Naisip niya na ipamana sa atin yung wangis at yung larawan niya, no? So ibig sabihin nito, the reason why God created you and me, why God created man, is to reflect His glory. Yun pala yun. Kaya pala yung image niya, itinatak niya sa atin, o ikinaman niya sa atin, so that we become bearers of His glory. So that we can carry the glory of God and we can reflect His glory. Well, that's exactly the reason why God created you and me. So that we can show His glory in our lives, in everything we do, in whoever we relate to or we relate with. The question is this: are we bearers of the image of God? Are we carriers of the glory of God? Although we know, mga kapatid, na pagdating sa chapter 3, no, eh yung pong tao ay nagkasala, and the image of God, although it's still there, and the likeness of God is still there, but it's quite marred. Ito po'y naapektuhan. Ito'y nasira. Although it's not totally gone. Okay. Now, tingnan po natin, mga kapatid. If we are carriers of the glory of God, and if God's intention is for us to bear His image, no? So, ano ba yun? Ano ba yung nakikita nating imahe ng Diyos or imago Dei that God shares with us? Ano yung mga katangian na yan? Bukod doon sa, you know, God has intellect, God has emotions, and God has will. The capacity to make decisions, the capacity to think, to plan, and to execute what has been planned. Yan ang mga sabihin nating bahagi ng image of God that God has shared to us. But practically speaking, let me just share three things, mga kapatid, tatlong mga bagay na makikita natin sa passage na ito about who God is and siguro kung sino man siya, gusto niya maging ganun din tayo. Okay? Yun siya at ito gusto niya maging kagaya natin siya. Okay. So tatlong bagay. Una po is God relates. Yun po yung una, mga kapatid. God relates. Okay? The image of God, God relates. Ang sabi po dito, then God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Napansin niyo ba yon, mga kapatid? First time na sabihin ng Panginoon yung first person, no? Plural. Let us. Let us. Although nakita natin po sa Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 nang sinabi na in the beginning Elohim, Elohim is plural. But bara or created is singular. No. Ano pong nais kong ipunto dito? Nung sinabing let us, God is having a divine dialogue. Or he is having some conversations. The question is this, with whom? Sabi ng mga naunang mga scholars, yung nakikipag-usap daw ang Diyos sa mundo, let us make man. But it's highly improbable because the world cannot respond to God, cannot even communicate with Him, no? Just like, you know, He does. Sabi naman ng iba, nakikipag-usap daw ang Diyos sa mga anghel. But the problem here is that, you know, angels don't have creative powers like God. Angels are no equal with God. So kung meron mang kakausapin ng Panginoon dito, must be someone of equal substance, no? And equal in authority and position. So ibig po sabihin dito, mga kapatid, maaaring ito ay nagpapakita po sa atin ang mga pagpapakita na, you know, God is a community, no? Triune God. Genesis 1, it speaks of the God who created, the Father. Genesis 2 is the Holy Spirit hovering over the face of the waters. And verse 3, the word of God was spoken, let there be light, and there was light. So, it's a divine dialogue, mga kapatid. Ibig sabihin, God is in his lifestyle is he converses. His lifestyle is he communicates. No, he relates, and he relates well. Let us make man according to our image and our likeness. Pero ang result nito, sabi nun, and God created man according to his, singular na naman. So the interplay of the oneness of God, yung kaisahan ng Diyos, and the community of God is found in Genesis chapter 1. Okay? So, ibig sabihin lang nito, mga kapatid, God is a Trinity, God is community, and we must be like Him. We must be like Him in our relationships, no? You know, God has all the power in the universe. He is independent, He is self-sufficient, He is creative, He does whatever He pleases, no? He is self-determined, but despite His independence, despite His seemingly self-sufficiency, no? But He knows how to communicate. He knows how to relate. He knows how to carry a dialogue, a conversation. Hindi niya kanya kailangan, hindi niya ako kailangan, pero what does He do? He communicates with us. Why? Because that's the nature of God. God as a person, God as love, no? Has a natural inclination to communicate, to share. And as image bearers of God, you know, we must be, you know, one with Him in conversing, communicating, and relating in a community. Kaya nung nilikha niya tayo, hindi lang isa eh, di ba? Kaya nga, God created man and woman, male and female. Kasi sabi nga ng Panginoon, eh hindi mabuti para sa tao yung nag-iisa. Kaya community po tayo talaga eh. No? Hindi tayo nilikha ng Diyos na solo. Hindi tayo nilikha ng Diyos na mabubuhay ka lang sa sarili mo mag-isa at hindi mo kailangan ng iba. Ang Diyos nga eh, di ba? Sabi niya, let us do this. Let us accomplish something together. So something happens when there is good community. Something happens when there is communion. Nung nagkaroon ng communion, yung Father, yung Son, yung Holy Spirit, then something good came out of that. Creation, the heavens and the earth, the universe, you and me, and everything that we see, everything beautiful that we see on this planet, and even beyond this planet. Lahat yan ay bunga ng sweet communion and fellowship with God. So if God relates, you must relate. We must relate with one another and we must engage with one another. No. Hindi po natin pwedeng sabihin, you know, my identity is myself and I find my identity within me. No, that's a Western concept. Ito po ay konsepto ng mga galing po sa kanluran. Pero tayo mga Asian, no, sa totoo lang, mas malapit ang ating mindset at ang ating sabihin nating perspective, no, ang ating paradigm sa mga Hudyo. Kasi we look at things holistically, na merong connection ng lahat ng mga bagay. You cannot be your own person, no? You cannot define who you are. You need someone to tell you who you are. You need someone to name you. You need someone to bless you. You need someone to lead you. Pero dahil nga nag-fall tayo lahat, that's someone who is able and qualified to name you and to bless you and to lead you is none other than God. But weak as we are, kahit sabihin natin that we are in the fallen nature, we live in a community, no? And we need someone above us, someone to mentor us, someone to lead us, no? Someone to help us. Yeah, we need someone there up there, no? Hindi pwedeng sabihin natin nakarating ako dito dahil walang tumulong sa akin. No? Lahat tayo ho, we are not self-made. Someone has already gone ahead of us, no? And lahat ng mga tinatamasa natin ngayon ay bunga ng mga pagpapagal ng mga nauna sa atin. At hindi natin pwedeng ipagmalaki na ako ang nakagawa nito. So we need to pay respect to the people above us, no? To our mentors, to our pastors, to our parents, to our teachers, to our bosses, no? We need people, no, above us. But also, God saw that we need people on equal footing with us. Yung bang ka-level natin, ano, so that we can relate with the person, we can sabihin natin feel with, no, share with, no? Kaya nga nilikha ng Diyos ang lalaki at babae so that you know, in a way, parang pinapakita dito that God is preparing for marriage kasi nga gusto niya madami, no, for procreation. Okay, so someone equal, no? Someone na kapantay o magkakaroon ng same level of understanding, no? To relate to and to relate with. At hindi lamang 'yon kundi people under us, no? People that we can bless, people that we can love, and people that we can lead. So it's a 360-degree community relationship. And that's a beautiful, beautiful picture of the community. No. Kaya God relates, and He relates very well. No. Pero nga pong nagtanong, bakit ba nilikha ng Diyos si Eva? Bakit nga ba? Bakit nga ba nilikha ng Diyos ang babae? No, meron daw mga sagot kung bakit eh. Una na sagot, bakit nilikha ng Diyos si Eva? Kasi daw, kapag wala si Eva, maliligaw si Adan. At alam mo naman si Adan, kapag ka naliligaw, hindi nagtatanong. No, alam mo ba yung typical na mga lalaki? Nawawala na, hindi pa nagtatanong kung saan ang direksyon. Okay? Tapos, kaya daw nilikha si Eva, ang mga babae, kasi madalas daw hindi makita ng lalaki kung nasaan yung kanyang salamin, nasaan yung kanyang remote control, o nasaan na yung pantalon, no? At ang babae nakakaalam kung nasaan. Okay? Bakit daw nilikha ang babae, no? Kasi madalas hindi marunong makipag-appoint ang lalaki sa doktor o sa dentista at laging nakakalimutan. Bakit daw nilikha ang mga babae? No, eh delikado ang babae para paalalahanan yung lalaki kung oras na para itapon ng basura sa labas ng bahay. Okay? Bakit daw nilikha ang babae? Eh kasi daw ang lalaki ay mahina at hindi niya kayang magbuntis, no? At dahil masyadong mahirap yung pagbubuntis, kaya nilikha ang mga babae. Bakit daw nilikha ang mga babae? Para daw may masisi si Adan. kapag ka may pumalpak na mga bagay. Kagaya nung tinanong ng Diyos, di ba? Anong ginawa mo, Adan? No, bakit mo kinain? Anong ginawa ni Adan? Ay, hinanap niya yung masisisi. Ay, yung babae, sabi niya, ibinigay mo sa akin babae. Binigyan ako ng prutas. No? So, kaya doon nilikha ang babae para may masisi ang lalaki. No? At ang sabi sa Bible na talaga is kaya daw nilikha ang lalaki ay sapagkat it's not good for man to be alone. No? Pero ang pangunahing dahilan kung bakit nilikha ang babae ganito daw. Nung nalikha na daw ng Diyos ang lalaki at nakita na niya, no? Napakamot daw ng ulo ang Diyos. At ang sabi niya, I can do better than this. No? I can do better than that. No, parang nasabi niya na parang trial and error lang ilalaki at parang hindi yata nasiyahan ng Diyos sa kanyang ginawa, no? Sabi niya nung nilikha niya daw ilalaki, sabi niya it was good. Pero sabi niya I can do better than that. Kaya gumawa uli siya ng panibagong model at nung nilikha na niya 'yung babae, saka lang nasabi ng Diyos, it was very good. Kaya po, sabi nga daw, ang pinnacle of God's creation is the woman. Anyway, salamat sa Panginoon sa mga kababaihan, no, pagpalaing kayo ng Panginoon. What I just want to point out here, mga kapatid, is the image of God is the image of community. It's the image of relationship. It's the image of being able to carry a conversation, to engage with, to feel with, to share with. That's what, you know, the image of God is all about. That's how you reflect the glory of God in your relationships. That's how you show, you know, the love of God, the mercy of God, the righteousness of God, the goodness of God, the creativity of God. All of these things, no? You share this with the people that God has blessed you with the people around you, with the people who are closest to you. Ito yung imago Dei. Ito yung pangunahing dahilan kung bakit nilikha tayo ng Diyos according to His image. So that we can enjoy fellowship with Him first and foremost, and we can enjoy a relationship with the people that He gave us. Tularan natin ang Diyos, ha? I mean, God can survive without us. God is independent. But He chose, no, to share His independence with us. He chose to share the capacity to work with us. He share to us the capacity to lead and to have authority. Isinyer niya yun. Ibig sabihin, nung nilikha ng Diyos ang langit at lupa, ang naiisip niya, meron siyang co-manager. Meron siyang kasama na magmamanage ng mundo. At ikaw yun, at ako yun. Amen ba? So ang sarap lang nung ganitong pakiramdam na ma-realize natin that when God created man, no, His intention was to have a quality, intimate, personal relationship with Him. And so that man will have intimate and quality relationship with one another. The image of God is community and relationship. So yun po yung una. God relates. And you must too. Pangalawa, mga kapatid, ay hindi lamang God relates, but God rules. God rules. God has all the authority. God has all the powers. He's in command. He's in control. And because He's sovereign, He can share that with us. Ito ang sabi ng Panginoon sa verse 26. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So pangalawang imago Dei, Latin po yun. Yung image of God is that, you know, the image of God in man is that we have the capacity to have authority, to have dominion, no? And this is the assignment of God to us, to have dominion. Verse 28, nung nilikha na ng Diyos ang tao, God blessed them. No, it's so important to understand this, ha? No, bago pa niya sabihin na be fruitful and multiply, man received his blessing. Kaya napakahalaga po nung may blessing muna before you do anything, no? Bago ka manligaw, no, tingin mo muna yung blessing ng parents mo. Bago ka gumawa ng anumang bagay, tingin mo muna yung blessing, no? Lalo kung mga major decisions, you need to ask the blessing of your mentor or your pastor or even your superior. Napakahalaga nun that someone is blessing you whatever you do. So first, receive the blessing. God bless them. And when they receive the blessing, eto na, God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. And fill the earth and subdue it. And have dominion, again, the word dominion, over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Nung sinabi ng Diyos na be fruitful, it's the quality of life. No? Produce fruits that are, you know, in connection with God or in the same quality as God does it, no? In the character of God. That is fruitfulness. Ibig sabihin ng fruitfulness is becoming more loving, it's becoming more joyful, it's becoming more peaceful, it's becoming more merciful. It's the quality of God. Long-suffering, no? And then once you produce that kind of fruit, you are fruitful, no? Galatians chapter 5, yung binabanggit na the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, and meekness, and kindness, and gentleness, and self-control, and patience, no? Yung fruit na yan, be fruitful. And once you have that fruit, sabi doon, multiply. Magpakarami kayo, no? Marami. So God wants more image bearers. God wants the whole world to be filled with people like Him. Yun ang gusto ng Panginoon. No, dumami ang mga tao na kamukha niya. Okay? At ayaw niya ng konti. Gusto niya marami. Multiply, ang sabi ng Panginoon, and fill the earth. Punuin mo ang mundo. And subdue it. The word subdue is to take the lead, no, to have dominion, to manage it, to steward it. No? Yun ang ibig sabihin nun. Ibig sabihin, caretaker tayo ng mundo, mga kapatid. Caretaker tayo, tagapag-alaga tayo ng mundo. Tagapag-alaga tayo ng lahat ng nilikha ng Diyos. Nung sinabi ng Panginoon na have dominion, no? Ang object ng dominion is not people. Napansin niyo ba 'yon? Nung sinabing have dominion, look at verse 28, nandito po sa screen. Nung sinabing have dominion, hindi sinabing have dominion over countries or over people or over, you know, lower class of people. Walang ganon. Hindi ho ganon. Yung rule po na binabanggit nito has nothing to do with, you know, enslaving people or, you know, controlling people. Hindi, wala pong binanggit dito. Ang sinabing dominion dito is dominion over the fish, over the birds, over every living thing that moves on the earth. The rule here is taking care of God's environment, God's creation. Sa tao, we are called to relate with people and to engage with people. But with the creation, we are called to rule. No? So that's the assignment. Yes, God has given us the authority to rule, but we have the assignment. And the assignment is to take care, no? To take care of God's creation, to steward it. Ang tanong lang ito, mga kapatid. How good are we in taking care of this planet? How good are we in taking care of one another? How good are we in doing the work of God? Kaya nung una pong nilikha ang tao, nung unang nilikha si Adan, at makikita natin sa chapter 2, nung nilikha si Adan, ang una pong inuto sa kanya ay magtrabaho. Hindi po ang unang inuto ay mag-asawa. Diba? The first thing that God gave Adam was not a wife. the first thing that God gave Adam was work. Yan. Yan po mga kapatid. Mag-work. No? Kaya sa mga singles na kasama natin dito, no? Eh bago ka mangarap manligaw, siguraduhin mo muna may trabaho ka. Kasi si Adan, ang unang binigay sa kanya hindi wife. Ang unang binigay sa kanya work. 'Di ba siya 'yung nagpangalan ng mga ano, nagpangalan ng mga hayop. Siyang ginawang caretaker nung garden, siya ang nag-aalaga, nag-aasikaso nung hardin. Siya yung manager, siya yung nag-aayos ng lahat, no? Siya ang using his hands, no, to take care of God's creation. Okay. So mga kapatid, tandaan po natin 'yan. At dahil yung part ng work is leadership in the work, ibig po sabihin yan mga kapatid, we need to make, to take initiative. We need to make things happen. No? We need to plan. You see, God has given you the capacity to think, to feel, and to decide. So you can plan ahead. You can plan ahead. Ang mga hayop, hindi po nagpaplano. They go by instinct. Pero only man has the capacity to reason out. Only man has the capacity to have that moral conscience and moral conviction about what is right and what is wrong. No? So, dahil we are rational being, not just relational being, so we need to plan. Because if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Enero pa lang po mga kapatid, kaya napakahalaga that we have the whole year laid down before God and ask God, Lord, what do you have me do for this year? And then begin to plan. Take the initiative. Make things happen. That's part of the image of God in you and me. No, we create. We work. We work not just to earn money. We are not a money-making machine. No? Kaya binigay ng Diyos ang work sa atin is that's part of our, you know, the expression of God's creativity that He has placed in us. Kaya nga, pagka gumawa tayo gamit ang ating mga kamay, gamit ang ating isip, gamit ang ating katawan, and we work, you know, we are in a way expressing the image of God in us and through us. And that is very satisfying. No? Yung gagawa ka at makita mo yung nagawa mo, and you are so pleased and so satisfied with what you have done, that's the gift of God. Ang trabaho po, mga kapatid, ay hindi sumpa. Ang trabaho po ay regalo ng Diyos. Kaya lang, nung nagkasala si Adan sa kasi Eva, no, humirap lang yung trabaho. Kasi ang sabi, ngayon, kakain ka na na pagpapawisan mo. Dati kasi, hindi na pagpapawisan, madaling kumain eh. No? At yung trabaho is a joy. Kaya lang ngayon, ang trabaho ay parang burden. Ang trabaho ay parang pahirap. Ang trabaho ay wearisome. Ang trabaho ngayon ay mahirap. Kasi 8 hours ka nagtatrabaho, minsan 10 hours, minsan 12 hours ka nagtatrabaho, ang kita mo po konti. Kaya para sa iba, ang trabaho ay sumpa. Pero mga kapatid, ang trabaho po ay talagang regalo ng Diyos. Ito'y assignment ng Diyos sa atin. Kinakailangan po tayo ay nagtatrabaho. Kaya doon po sa mga anak na nasa bahay na hindi nagtatrabaho, aba eh, panahon na ho siguro para magtrabaho kayo. No? Yung mga anak na nandyan lang sa bahay at walang ginagawa, no? Eh, magtrabaho. Okay? Kung hindi ka naman nagtatrabaho, eh, mano ba namang tumulong ka sa bahay, sa gawaing bahay? That's still work. Misa kasi, dinadichotomize natin, ano, ang trabaho ay paglalabas ako ng bahay, pupunta ako ng opisina o ng factory, yun ang trabaho. Pag uwi ko sa bahay, wala na akong trabaho, bahala na kayo dyan. Ako naman ang kumikita. Pero alam nyo mga kapatid, may trabaho din po tayo sa bahay. And we cannot escape that. No, that's part of our existence, that's part of our being. We still work at home. No? Kaya po, hindi ibig sabihin nung nagtrabaho tayo sa labas, pag uwi natin sa bahay, ay hayaan na lang tayong pagsilbihan ng mga kasambahay natin. No? eh, dapat po matuto tayong makisama at mag-work din tayo sa bahay. Nung mga kabataan po namin, nung kami mga bata, talagang hindi pwedeng lilipas ang maghapon na hindi ka maglilinis ng bahay, hindi ka magwawalis, hindi ka maglalampaso, magbubunot. Uso pa na yun, nagbubunot, magpo-floor wax ka, ibubunutin mo pa yung sahig. At pakintaban pa noon. At yung tsahing ko kapag sinipat yung mga pasimano at hinaplos niya yung pasimano at kapag meron pong alikabok pa, eh pingol po ang aabuti namin. No? Yung training po kasi namin ay sa aming tsahin. No? Eh talaga pong doon kami natuto magtrabaho ng maigi. No? May oras ang paglalabas ng basura, may oras ang paglilinis ng labas ng bahay. No? At alam niyo, bago kami makahingi ng pera sa aming magulang, makahingi ng baon, kinakailangan nagawa mo muna yung trabaho mo. No? At minsan, pag may project, meron kailangang additional na gagastusin. Kailangan pang manuyo. Alam mo yung manunuyo ka muna kasi nahihiya kang humingi. No? Kasi ito, hindi na sobra na to sa allowance. Eh, no? Eh, madadagdagan yung gagastusin ng nanay ko. Eh, manunuyo muna ako sa nanay ko bago ako humingi ng pera. Kaya kung may mga isda na aayusin, ako muna mag-aayos ng mga isda, maglilinis ng mga isda. Kasi may palaisdaan po ang tatay ko. Kung mayroong kailangan pang gawin at pagluluto, tutulong muna ako sa nanay ko na magluto. At pag nakatulong na ako, ibig sabihin nakapanuyo na ako, nakapanilbihan na ako sa nanay ko. Tsaka ako magsasabi na, Nay, baka pwedeng dagdagan mo ng ganito kasi may project kami. Iba na yata mga kabataan ngayon, no? But let me just remind you na work and relationship go together, no? God relates and God rules, God works, no? It's basically, you know, connected. At sa work, hindi pwede nag-iisa ka lang din. You relate with your fellow workers. You relate with the people above you, with you, and below you. So hindi pwedeng dahil magaling ka sa isang bagay, ikaw na lang mag-isa at kaya mo nang gawin yan, wala ka nang pakikisamahan ng ibang mga tao. You cannot escape that. No? Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin na kaya ko namang gawin ito mag-isa. Ayoko makisama dyan sa mga nasa taas sa akin o nasa harapan ko o nasa ilalim ko. Ayoko pakisamahan yung lahat ng yan. Kasi kaya ko namang gumawa on my own. No man is an island. Even in work, we have to be relatable. Because that's part of the image of God in you. Okay? So yan po mga kapatid, ha? Tandaan natin yan. The image of God in us is work. The image of God in us is not just, you know, relating with others, but also working with our hands. And working just like God with excellence, with creativity, with joy, and with love. That's how we work, no? After the image of God. Amen. And amen. Yeah. So are you more like God in your relationships? Are you more like God in your work? Hopefully, we can really say that we are image bearers of God. Pangatlo, hindi lamang God relates and God rules, but thirdly, God rests. If you want to see if the image of God is at work in your life, checkin mo itong tatlo na ito. How are you in your relationships? How are you in your rule or leadership or dominion or work? And how are you in your rest? Anong sabi doon sa verse natin na binasa ka natin kanina? Okay, ang sabi po doon ay, okay, basahin lang natin sa verse. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, sabi po dito, on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested. He rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it, God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. So God rested. Ang Diyos daw po ay nagpahinga. Now, if ever you want to ask me, bakit ba nagpahinga ang Diyos? Dahil ba siya ay napagod? Hindi po. Hindi pa nagpahinga ang Diyos dahil na-overfatigue po siya sa kanyang 6 days of creation. Hindi siya nagpahinga dahil kailangan niya ng break. Hindi siya nagpahinga dahil napupundi na siya. O siya ay naiirita na. No, siya ho'y nagpahinga. Bakit? Kasi tapos na yung kanyang trabaho. O yung kanyang ginawa. Yung kanyang creation. Yung nasa isip niya. Natapos na niya. And ito na yung time for him to enjoy his creation. Now it's time for him to celebrate. No? It's time for him to rest. Not because he ran out of things to do, but because he wants to pause, to take a breather, no? So that he can enjoy. So, yan po ang Diyos. Meron siyang sabihin natin na ano, rhythm. God has a rhythm. He has the time for everything. It's a time for work and a time for rest. At ito'y regalo ng Diyos sa atin. Okay. Regalo ng Diyos itong seventh day na ibinigay sa atin so that we can pause from weariness. Sa atin yun, ha? From tiredness, from burdens, so that we can catch our breath and our souls can catch up with our bodies, so that we can be renewed, we can be refreshed. Yun, sa atin yun, kailangan natin yun. Kasi hindi tayo kagaya ng Diyos, na ang Diyos hindi napapagod eh. Ang Diyos hindi natutulog, ang Diyos ay hindi umiidlip, no? Pero tayo, kailangan natin ito. Kung ang Diyos nga ay nagpapahinga, kung ang Diyos nga ay meron siyang panahon para magpahinga, how much more tayo? Diyo ba? Dapat tayo ay nagpapahinga. Kung masabi mo na, I want to be more like God, then you need to take a break. You need to rest because God rested on the seventh day. Okay? So ang tanong, meron bang panahon sa buhay mo na talagang you take a breather or take a break? Napansin niyo ba doon sa creation ng Panginoon sa 6 days, lagi siyang nagpo-pause? At pag nag-pause siya, sabi niya, and God saw that it was good. So dapat araw-araw din, meron kang mga pauses, meron kang pockets of a breather so that you can take a look around. You allow your eyes to see other things. Hindi lagi nakababad sa screen, no? Kundi panahon para tumingin sa iba, no? Para makita mo naman ang nalikha ng Panginoon. Meron kang panahon to really spend time with God. That's the image of God in us, no? Nilikha tayo ng Diyos so that we can enjoy Him. Nilikha tayo ng Diyos so that we can enjoy whatever God has given us. Sabi nga ni Augustine, our souls are restless until we find our rest in you, in thee, O Lord. But let me give some things to think about tungkol sa Sabbath, no? Kasi gusto ko lang po kayong bigyan ng warning kasi marami po mga simbahan ngayon, may mga churches ngayon na bumabalik po sa law. At nagiging messianic Christian po sila na instead na mag-move forward, they move backwards and they redeem the Sabbath. At sinasabi nila na ang dapat daw talagang Sabat natin, Sabado. Biblically, totoo namang Sabado yung Sabbath. No? Pero may nagsasabi na dapat daw ang worship ay Sabado. No? Mag-iingat lang po kayo. May mga ganyang Kristiyano na gusto nilang Sabado mag-worship. Wala namang problema kung gusto nilang mag-worship ng Sabado. No? Because we can worship any day. No? But when you legislate it, when you make it a law na dapat Sabado ka nagsasumasamba, kasi Sabat ang binigay ng Diyos sa atin, no? Hindi na po yan, ano, hindi na po yan tama. Let me just give you some important things to consider, no? Bakit hindi natin masyadong dapat sinasabi na dapat yung Sabat, Sabado, doon tayo nagsisimba, okay? Yung pong binanggit dito sa Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, no? Sabi po dito, "And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day." I want to remind you, mga kapatid, that the seventh day here na binanggit is not necessarily Saturday. Kasi nung panahon, wala namang Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So wala pong binanggit dito that the seventh day is a Saturday. Okay? Why? Because this is creation Sabbath. This is not Jewish Sabbath. Magkaiba po yung creation Sabbath, which is on the seventh day, God rested, at iba yung Jewish Sabbath. No? Pakita ko lang po yung verse sa inyo sa Exodus chapter 31, verse 16 to 17, kung saan sinabi ng Panginoon sa mga Israelita ganito, "Therefore the people of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, observing the Sabbath throughout their generations as a covenant forever. It is a sign forever between me and the people of Israel that in the 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed." Okay. Kung babalikan natin yung Genesis chapter 2, wala pong command doon to rest on the seventh day. There was no command. Okay? Kailan naging command yung seventh day dapat ipangilin? No? Naging command lang yan nung ibigay yung law kay Moses. Why? Because it's a covenant between God and Israel. At nilinaw ito sa Exodus chapter 31 that this is a lasting covenant, a covenant forever between me and the people of Israel. And then, hinango ito doon sa 6 days of creation nung nilikha ang langit at lupa, and on the seventh day, God rested. So, ginamit lamang yung Genesis chapter 2 as a basis for the covenant between God and Israel, and God made it a command to the Jews. So, in short, ang sinasabi po dito ay yung Sabbath keeping is exclusively for the Jews, not for the Gentiles. Kung mapapansin nga po ninyo nung sinulat yung New Testament, yung mga letters ni Paul, ni Peter, ni James, ni Jude, ang dami-dami po nila mga kasalanang binabanggit, no? Pinapaalalahanan ng mga tao, no? Umiwas sa immorality, umiwas sa rebellion, umiwas sa adultery, sa idolatry, ang dami-dami po. Halos lahat ng kasalanan sa Old Testament nabanggit maliban lang sa violation of the Sabbath. Have you ever wondered why hindi binanggit ni Paul at ni Peter, ni James, ni John? Wala silang binabanggit tungkol doon sa binayolate niya yung Sabbath na pinapagalitan yung mga Gentiles. Wala po, kasi hindi nga applicable yon sa mga Gentiles. Yung ipangilin mo yung Sabado o Sabbath kasi exclusive lang siya para sa mga Hudyo. So binigay yan sa mga Hudyo for them to celebrate God and His creation, and not only God and His creation, but to remind them of His redemption. Bakit ni-remind ang tao ng redemption? Ang mga Hudyo sa redemption. Kasi po, sa Egypt, kung natatandaan ninyo, they were slaves. They were enslaved by the Egyptians. And they had no day off. sila po yung mga alipin, wala pong break, walang day off, trabaho po sila ng trabaho. Kaya nung hinango ng Diyos ang mga Hudyo sa Ehipto, dinala sa lupang pangako, in-institute niya yung Sabbath keeping as a gift so that the people of God will be free, will not be enslaved, no? Doon sa tyranny of endless work. So that they can have time to enjoy, they can have time to enjoy God, their family, their most important relationships. Kaya, the Sabbath is a reminder to the Jews that God wants to give them rest. So, Sabbath was given for the Jews. It was given for man, not man for the Sabbath, sabi nga ng Panginoong Jesus. So, para hindi tayo po maging alipin ng sabihin natin ng kautusan o alipin ng anumang mga bagay, no? Dapat po makita natin ito at hindi pwedeng may magsasabi sa atin na dapat ganito, dapat ganun, di ba? Ang pagsamba. Kasi sabi po din dito sa Colossians, okay, chapter 2 verse 16. Sabi po dito, "Therefore let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink or with regard to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath." No. Hindi ka pwedeng husgahan na bakit hindi kayo Sabbath sumasamba? Bakit hindi kayo Sabado sumasamba? No? Eh yun ang utos ng Diyos, no. Sabi sa ni Pablo sa mga taga-Colossas, walang pwedeng humusga sa inyo. Verse 5 ng chapter 14 ng Romans. "One person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind." So anong pong punti dito, mga kapatid? Na if you want to worship on Sunday, then do it. If you want to worship on a Monday, why not? Diba? Yung iba, sumasamba, nag-worship ng Thursday, it's okay. Diba? Kaya lang, bakit tayo nagsisimba ng Linggo? O, yun naman ang tanong, bakit tayo nagsisimba ng Linggo? Eh, kasi po, hindi dahil inutos na dapat Linggo ka sumimba, kundi dahil tinutularan lang natin yung po mga disciples. Bakit? Alam niyo po, in Matthew 28 verse 1, nagsama-sama yung mga disciples at nung nakita nila ang Panginoong Jesus after His resurrection, they worshiped Him. First day, after the Sabbath. After the Sabbath, first day is Sunday. John 20, verse 19 to 22, when Jesus commissioned His disciples, it was the first day of the week. Sunday po yun. Nung Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, verse 1, nung bumaba ang Holy Spirit, it fell on a Sunday, first day. And the first sermon preached by Peter, he preached it on a Sunday. Acts 20, verse 7, Paul preached first day of the week. And he held communion first day of the week. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2, collections were done on a Sunday, first day of the week. So mga kapatid, pinapakita lang dito na yung una mga disciples, they naging ugali po nila na mag-gather together at mag-worship together first day of the week. Kaya naging tradition na po yan na hanggang ngayon na yung Sunday is the day of the Lord or the day where when we corporately worship. At dahil po ang Linggo ay wala ring work sa trabaho, kaya minarapat din ng karamihan na talagang Sunday itapat yung worship service. No, kaya ho talagang Sunday. Pero kung gusto niyo mag-worship ng Saturday, wala namang problema, no? Wag lang niyo hahayaan na merong sino mang Kristiyano na magsasabi sa inyo, Messianic Christian, na mali ang ginagawa ninyo, dapat Sabado kayo sumasamba. Wag po nating hayaan na may huhusga sa ating ganyan. So, anyway, balikan natin po yung kabuuan ng ating mensahe, mga kapatid. Pinakita dito na we as image bearers of God, no, ay tularan natin ng Panginoon, no, that God is in a relationship, okay, and God relates with us, and God rules, meaning God takes initiatives. God takes initiative. He makes things happen. No, He works with His hands. No, and He creates. Dapat ganun din tayo. At panghuli, God rests. sabihin niya, nagpapahinga din ng Diyos. Pagka po sinabi nating rest, mga kapatid, hindi po ibig sabihin nito na wala kang gagawin. No, yung resting is not actually doing nothing, no. O magpahinga muna kayo, wala tayong gagawin. Hindi po 'yun ang ibig sabihin dito, na wala tayong gagawin, no. Kasi alam niyo po, nung nagpahinga ang Panginoon on the seventh day, sa totoo lang, he continued working. And even now he's working. Kasi sabi ng Panginoong Jesus 'yan eh. Ang Diyos ay hindi humihintong magtrabaho, no. Kahit po nung seventh day, nag-work pa rin ang Panginoon. Why? Because He's managing the universe. He's the one in control of everything. Siya po ang nagpapaikot ng solar system natin. Siya po ang nagsusustain, nagme-maintain ng sun, nag-aayos ng lahat. Eh, kapag ka po huminto ang Diyos sa kanyang ginagawa, patay po tayo lahat. So, tuloy pa rin ang Panginoon. Ano ang ibig sabihin ng resting? Ang ibig kong sabihin ng resting, mga kapatid, is that, you know, we find our souls, no, in a state of restedness. Yun po yun. Marami sa atin nagpapahinga. Pero pagkatapos mo magpahinga, bakit pagod ka pa rin? Alam mo yun, yung bang dahil stress ka, o dahil anxious ka, no? Itinulog mo. Pero bakit pagkagising mo, parang may hangover ka pa rin? Parang masakit pa rin ang ulo mo. Bakit? Parang ambigat pa rin ang pakiramdam mo. Kasi yung sinasabing rest po dito, mga kapatid, is the restedness of the soul. Tayo pong lahat ay alipin. Alipin tayo ng we want to strive. We want to work harder. Why? Because we feel that it's not good enough. We want to meet expectations. No, we want to be responsible. And sometimes we are over-responsible. So ano nangyayari? We sometimes we are too hard on ourselves. No, na kahit nagpahinga ka na, hindi ka talaga mapahinga. Kasi nga, punong-puno ang isip mo, punong-puno ang diwa mo, punong-puno ang kalooban mo, at ang kaluluwa mo ay talagang alipin ng napakaraming mga bagay. Hindi kalooban ng Panginoon yan, mga kapatid. Hindi kalooban ng Panginoon. Ang intention ng Panginoon ay tayo mabuhay ng mapayapa at tayo mabuhay ng may kagalakan. You know why God created us? For His pleasure. So that we can enjoy Him and that He can enjoy us. Now, if work becomes a drag, if your life becomes burdensome, if your relationships become toxic, no? If everything that your hand touch, no, becomes wearisome, then you're not living the life that God has intended for you. Kaya nga, the dynamics of relationships and work and resting, no, we have to be able to navigate these three, no, holistically, no, that in relationships, no, we share, we engage, and we relate with people well, and then we work with our hands well, and then our souls are rested. Pag sinabi mong rested yung soul, meaning to say you have nothing to prove, you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to lose. You work not to prove anything. You work not to meet someone's expectations. You work not because you are aiming for perfection. You work because that's the expression of the image of God in you. You work out of the joy and out of the peace and out of the love that God has placed in your heart. Alam niyo, when you do that, then work becomes a joy. Relationship becomes loving. And even resting becomes refreshing. Kapag hinayaan natin ang Panginoon. Kaya lang, dahil nga marami tayong gustong patunayan sa buhay, marami tayong gustong gawin sa buhay, no? Gusto mong patunayan na successful ka, kaya trabaho ka ng trabaho. Gusto mong patunayan na magaling ka, kaya you try to outdo yourself. Gusto mong patunayan sa magulang mo na mararating mo yung pangarap mo kahit wala sila. No? Minsan, sikil na sikil ka na eh. Pagod na pagod ka na eh. Bakit? Kasi ang dami mong gustong patunayan. Hindi tama ang puso mo, kapatid. You are not in tune with God. You are not in sync with God. And I understand why. Because we have fallen. We have sinned against God. We have walked away from Him. And we tried to live our lives by our own terms and on our own terms. We tried to live our lives apart from God. And that's a curse. That has been a curse in your life. Kung nabubuhay ka ng malayo sa Diyos, hindi mo matalaga mai-enjoy ang mga relationship, hindi mo matalaga mai-enjoy ang work, at lalong hindi mo mai-enjoy yung rest. Kasi malayo ka sa Panginoon. Anong paanyaya ng Panginoon sa'yo? Ito ang nais ibigay ng Panginoon sa'yo na paanyaya. Sabi ng Panginoong Jesus, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. All you who are anxious and tired. And I will give you rest." Where do you find rest? In Boracay? Where do you find rest? In Baguio? Where do you find rest? In Tagaytay? Where do you find rest? Sabi ng Lord, "I will give you rest." It's the Lord who will give you rest. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Wow. "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Sabi ng Panginoon, "Take my yoke." Alam mo ba yung pamatok? Yung pamatok yung nakalagay dito sa mga kalabaw, sa kasabaka. Sabi ng Panginoon, "Huwag mong solohin yung pamatok." Yung pamatok, sa totoo lang, sa mga Hudyo, dalawa po yun eh. Dalawa yung singkaw, no? Isang singkaw, pangalawang singkaw, dalawa po kasi yung nagbubuhat. Sabi ng Panginoon, "Take my yoke." So madalas, meron pong mas matandang kalabaw at may mas batang kalabaw na nagtutulong po sila. So parang ganito din yan. Merong pamatok ang Panginoon at nakapatong yun sa kanyang balikat. At yun ipapatong din sa balikat natin, pero sa totoo lang, halos wala kang binubuhat. Dahil si Jesus ang bumubuhat ng lahat. Sa totoo lang, kasama kang binubuhat ng Panginoon sa kanyang pamatok. Pero anong paanyaya niya? "Come to me." Not go to the mountains or go to the beach, but come to me. Sa akin ka lumapit. No? You have tired yourself to death. You have worked so much. You tried to prove with your life, with your efforts, no? You try to meet expectations of people. No? You try to impress people. Kaya ang sabi ng Lord, pagod ka na. Why don't you come to me? Come to me. Come to me, my son. Come to me, my daughter. And I will give you rest. Your soul will only find rest in me. Kapatid, ito yung kapahingahan na ipinapangako ng Panginoon sa sino mang lalapit sa Kanya. Kapahingahan mula sa kasalanan, kapahingahan mula sa konsyensya. Alam mo ba yung nagigilty ka sa lahat ng mga bagay na yung mga pinagagawa? Kapahingahan mula sa mga responsibilidad na hindi mo halos makaya. Kapahingahan mula sa mga inaasahan ng mga expectations sa mga tao sa iyong paligid. Kapahingahan mula sa pagkakaalipin mo. Pagkakaalipin mo sa droga, pagkakaalipin mo sa bisyo, pagkakaalipin mo sa pornography, pagkakaalipin mo sa kasalanan, pagkakaalipin mo sa inggit, pagkakaalipin mo sa pagsiselos. Sabi ng Panginoon, "Lumapit ka sa akin at bibigyan kita ng kapahingahan." At pag lumapit ka sa Panginoon, ibabalik ng Panginoon yung image you know, the very image of God and the very likeness of God in you. And in that way,
hello, hello, hello.
Anak, resume.
Narinig niyo po ako pa?
Narinig na kita, resume na, nawala eh.
Okay, okay. In 3, 2, 1, and go.
Yan, mga kapatid, welcome back. No? Pati siguro yung ating internet ay pagod na. Pati, kasi po, nawawala-wala tayo. But anyway, no? If you want rest, you can find it in the Lord. No? Because of sin, because of insecurities, because of anxieties, because of weariness, we have the tendency to abuse ourselves. Sobra-sobra mong pinapagod ang iyong sarili. Never abuse your body. Take time to rest. Because of sin, because of our greed, we abuse even the environment. Winasak na natin, sinira na natin ang creation. Kaya nga, you know, the world is even waiting for its redemption. The world is groaning, no? Wanting to find its rest in the Lord. Pero alam natin, darating naman po yan pagbabalik ng ating Panginoon. Pero mga kapatid, babalik ako sa iyo. No? Ikaw na kung sakali siguro magsasalita ang balikat mo, ano kaya ang lingwahe ng balikat mo? Baka sinasabi ng balikat mo, pagod na ako, pahinga muna, hirap na ako. Siguro yun ang sinasabi ng balikat mo. It's about time, no, to imitate the Lord in finding rest in Him. Find rest in the Lord. And find healing in Him. May you find healing in the Lord. Healing for your soul, healing for your battered body, healing for your wounded heart, healing, no, for your relationships, healing for your work, healing for yourself. And it will be available through Jesus. Si Jesus ay nanahaog sa langit, no? Nagkatawang tao, namatay sa krus upang bigyan ka ng kapahinga. Kung nais mo ng kapahingahan na ito, si Jesus ang nag-aanyaya sa iyo. Sa sino mang napapagal at nabibigat ang lubha, lumapit ka sa akin at ikay aking kapagpapahingayin. Kung nais mo ng kapahingahan ito, sumunod ka lang sa panalangin na ito. Panginoong Jesus, patawarin mo po ako kung ako'y nabuhay ng malayo sa iyo. Akala ko'y kaya ko. Kaya kong mabuhay, kaya kong magtrabaho, kaya kong lumikha, kaya kong gumawa. Pero napatunayan ko na habang ako'y nagsosolo, nag-iisa, nasisira at gumuguho ang lahat ng aking mga ginagawa. At ang matindi nito na apektuhan ang mga relasyong ibinigay mo sa akin. Patawarin mo ako, Panginoon, sa aking pagsasarili. At ngayon binubuksan ko ang aking puso. Pumasok ka, Panginoon, ikaw na ang aking tagapagligtas, ikaw na ang aking Panginoon. Pagalingin mo po ako. Pagalingin mo ang aking mga relasyon. Ang mga nasira kong relasyon dahil sa pang-aabuso ko. Ang mga nasira kong mga pangarap dahil hindi ko pag-iingat. Ang mga trabahong nasira dahil sa aking pagwalang bahala. Pagalingin mo ako, Panginoon. At pagalingin mo rin ang aking kapaligiran. Lord, heal me right now and give me your rest. Thank you, Lord. At nawa, Panginoon, ay ako'y makatulad sa iyo. I want to be your image bearer. Nais kong makatulad sa iyo as you relate. Lord, bigyan mo po ako ng isang makahulugang pakikitungo at relasyon. Bigyan mo rin ako, Panginoon Diyos, ng makahulugan na trabaho na may express ko, Panginoon, ang creativity na binigay mo, na punong-puno ng galak at punong-puno ng pag-ibig. At higit sa lahat, Panginoon, nais kong makatulad mo na may kapahingahan ng puso. walang kailangang patunayan, walang kailangang itago, walang kailangang katakutan. Salamat po, Panginoon. Salamat sa iyong pagpapagaling sa akin. Salamat sa iyong pagpapatawad sa akin. Sa pangalan ni Jesus, amen and amen. At sa pagkakataon pong ito, mga kapatid, as we reflect on the message, let's listen to this song, no? And let this be our prayer for the Lord to heal us and to heal our land. God bless you.